You can't make fun of me.
I do. It's part of my job, actually. It's in my job description, but what's going on?
So there's a new term that a lot of people have been using on TikTok. Now, I haven't heard it myself, but I keep reading about it everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And it's when Gen Z makes fun of out-of-date millennials.
Okay. So now, that's like you.
Well, I am a millennial, right? But I didn't know how to pronounce it, so I had to go on YouTube to Google, like, to search how it sounds.
Okay.
And this is what it is.
This is used broadly to describe someone who is out of date or trying too hard. It is rather a common term on TikTok. How do you say it? Chugi. Chugi.
Chugi.
Chugi.
I've heard about the Chugi.
Yeah, Chugi is really big right now.
Where did they find this guy? It's like a guy with an accent that's out working right now, scouring the information of the younger generation. And never mind, anyways, sounds like a British robot.
All I kept thinking was, right now I'm being so chuggy because I'm doing the total millennial thing. I don't know how to say something, so I'm going to search it on YouTube to try to figure it out, which right. I'm pretty sure you shouldn't do. I should just be cool and automatically know it.
Right, right. If you were hanging out on TikTok all the time, you would probably have already, it would have been inferred is what I'm saying.
Yeah. There's a lot of other terms on TikTok that I was not familiar with. So are you ready for a TikTok definition bee?
Oh, are we going to play the quiz? You know, I love to play quizzes.
Oh, here we go.
I love to show how adept I am at actually knowing what the slang is for the youngins. All right, give me a chance. What do you got? What's first?
What's capping mean? If somebody says no cap or capping?
Capping means you're going to put a top on it, right? Capping is like, I'm going to put an end to this right here.
No. Okay. You said it convincingly, but you're not right.
All right.
Capping means you're lying. If you're lying, you're capping. But if you're not lying, it's no cap. No cap.
All right.
Yeah.
Didn't make sense.
How about bop?
Bop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bop is like, I'm going to bounce it. I'm going to get out of this. I'm bop. I'm gone.
No. It's when a song or album is really good.
Oh, man. I can't do this. All right. No. I haven't lost my slang magic. I could still recover from this.
I mean, you're 45, Raven. I'm not sure.
What else?
How about a drip?
A drip?
Drip.
You're a bum. You're a loser. You're no fun.
It's a really cool, sexy, trendy sense of style you have.
What?
The opposite of what you said.
Oh, this is so bad.
I know. How about when somebody says, sheesh?
That means like, jeez, yeez. You know what I mean? Like, wow.
What?
Too much.
What are you saying?
Sheesh. You know, sheesh. You know, sheesh is sheesh. I don't even think sheesh is slang. What does it mean?
It's like getting somebody hyped. So, for example, seeing sheesh. Your friend walk down the aisle at their wedding, sheesh!
I'm like, sheesh!
Kind of.
I'm going to give that one to myself.
Really? Are you?
Yeah. Well,
this is a tough one. Simp. S-I-M-P. Simp.
Either sympathetic or it's simple. Is it a simple concept? Are you sympathetic?
It's when someone publicly pours their heart out for someone, whether they know the person or not. So an example of this used in a sentence is, did you see his Instagram post about how much he loves his girlfriends? He's such a simp.
Gosh.
Yeah, we're out of it.
I missed that one too.
Yep. Here's the good news though. You can live rent free, Raven.
How's that possible?
Because that's another slang term. And it means when you can't stop thinking about something and all day you're going to be thinking about how terrible you are at TikTok slang. It's ridiculous. Dumb.
I understand none of this.
Yeah.